Joe and I are in an ATM. New York City was pretty much closed yesterday. The banks were closed. So we're in an ATM getting cash.
And okay, in an ATM, what does that mean?
Oh, okay. So in New York City, this is not everywhere all over the country?
No.
Okay. All right. So at your bank, there's all the ATM machines, the automatic tellers. You know, you put your card in to get cash.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making this up? Is this a new thing? So when the bank is closed, those doors are always open. And there's like a whole bank of ATM machines. This bunch of them. The bank we were at, there were 4, 5, 7 ATM machines.
Yeah, no, we don't have that. We have ATMs outside of a bank, and there'll be one, and then there will be one that you drive up to. So you have a drive-up ATM. So no, I've never seen this.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought this was like in banks all over the world or over the country. I had no idea. Okay, well, in New York City, that's how we get our cash. It's like a little vestibule. So you walk into your bank, there's a vestibule. In the vestibule is ATM machines. Then you walk through other doors and you go into the actual bank.
So those doors are locked, so you can't get in.
Right. The bank doors are
closed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. When the bank is closed, it's closed. That's it. But the ATM machines are always open 24/7.
Got it.
And it's nice because it's always air conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's really hot out, it's a great place to like take your time, get some cash. There's always like some homeless guys sitting there, not bothering you, just taking in the air conditioning. We're like, yeah, we get you, brother.
But there's seven machines, so you can take your time. There's not a line of people behind you waiting for you to get. Okay, good.
Rarely. I've really never been to an ATM where there's a line of people unless it was like in Times Square or streets aren't that busy yet. You know what I mean? There's so many machines and there's so many banks around now. Every time a restaurant closes, a bank opens in its place.
Mm.
No joke. Like a very famous restaurant on Union Square called The Coffee Shop that I grew up going to. It was like the place. Like at night, all the celebrities hung out there and you would like sneak in the back door and like watch the celebrities eat. You know what I mean? It was like one of those kind of places. Closed. It's gone. It's now a Chase Bank.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's banks where there shouldn't be banks all over the city.
Mm.
Anyway, so my boyfriend is getting cash and I'm there with the dog. Now, we have a big, giant white dog. He is 96 pounds. He looks bigger. He's a big, you know, and I'm a little person. So little me with a big white dog. If you've seen me once, you know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's a couple of like little girl, big dogs in my neighborhood. And we all like, hey, what's up? Little girl, big dog. Yeah. Hey, you know, you and me.
Mm.
So there's only a couple of us. So I'm in the vestibule. He's at the ATM machine trying to figure it out. I've got the dog. This woman walks in to use her machine. And I see her kind of like checking me out. Not in a, hey, how you doing way, in a, oh my God. So I don't know if she's, oh my God-ing because I'm little, the dog is big. She knows my dog. You know, my dog is a therapy animal. He's been on television. Maybe she recognizes him. I don't know why. She is giving me the evil eye. Like she is looking over at me like either me or the dog. One of us ruined her life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at her and I'm like, she doesn't look familiar. And Joe looks over, my boyfriend looks over and says, that's that stripper who used to live in our old building. And all of a sudden, all the flashbacks come like it was, you know, when like you haven't seen somebody in a lot of years, so you've completely forgotten about them, like they don't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly you see them and then suddenly it all comes back. So she was bananas. She was a stripper who lived in our building. We thought like, oh, no, oh, cool. Strippers live in our building. Cool ones, you know, whatever. No, she was bipolar. I learned this from the doorman. She was bipolar. She was rarely on her meds. They had the number for her sister and her mother because they had to call them on a regular basis to say, Julie's off her meds. You guys have to come get her.
Mm.
She's one time she got loose is how they phrased it. She got loose in the laundry room. They closed the laundry room. She got loose in the laundry room and she was opening cans of tuna and putting tuna fish in people's laundry.
Oh, she's that girl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. So they had to have the mother come get her and get her medicated and whatever.
Mm.
So I just stayed away from her. We kept different hours, whatever. She suddenly decided to focus on me and Marconi, my big giant dog. And whenever she saw us, she would say like really messed up stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a person that goes, okay, she's sick. She's not medicated. I'm a person that's like, take some personal responsibility. I'm sorry. You're going to get in my face. I'm getting right back in your face. So she and I used to go at it. And one time she was about to get on the elevator and it was a crowded elevator. And I was there with the dog. And it was like four people in the elevator, me and the dog. And she was about to get on and she started saying stuff to me. And as the elevator door closed, I put my hand in front. I pushed it open and I held the door open and I just let her have it. Listen, you little whore. Like, I mean, I let
in front of other people,
in front of like four or five of my neighbors. But because she said some messed up, she said something really messed up to me in that moment that is even too gross for me to repeat here on this show. Like it was so gross that I can't, me, Miss TMI, I can't even repeat what she said to me in front of all these people. So I wasn't going to let her get away with that. And I remember like reaching my hand out, taking the door, pushing the door away and just like, listen, bitch. And I mean, I went off on her where I was like, I don't care that you're unmedicated. I am unleashed here. And Marconi, he's so not a protective guard dog. He just like sat there waiting. He's like, are we going out? Are we going out?
Yeah.
We're going to go out? What's going on? Yes? No? Yes? Mm-hmm. Maybe?
Yeah. You told like, me so, we were going out and we're still not out yet. So what's taking the time?
So because I did that and let her have it in the moment, her mental illness, she has something with food, apparently, because every time there's an issue in the building that's food oriented, it's always her. So I get back from that walk. I go into my apartment, go about my business. I think I was doing morning radio, so I went to bed early. I wake up in the morning and there is blueberry muffin. She must have, I don't know if she went and bought like a dozen of them. She smeared it all over my door.
Really?
Yes. And then the tuna girl graduated from tuna and now moved her way onto blueberry muffins. And she took these blueberry muffins and she smeared them all over my door, which is like, oh my God, what a waste of carbs. Like as somebody at the time who was going to the gym all the time, it was like, oh my God, like how do you waste a carb?
Mm.
So I had a call down to the building. You know, this is like when it was like, I was morning show. I was working at PLJ at the time. So I'm leaving for work. You know, it's like 3:30 a.m. So I had to call down and be like, listen, the psycho stripper just muffined my door. They're like, she what? It's like,
just come somebody up and see it.
Just come up.
I'm not going to explain it to you.
Yeah, I took some pictures. I was like, she muffined my door. You guys are going to have to come up and deal with this. Someone's got to clean it. Go get her on her meds. So it was after that she muffined my door that they kicked her out of the building.
They actually kicked her out?
Putting tuna in the laundry, that was one. You know, all the times off her meds that she went off on people, was like, did other crazy things, which I found out later was like always food oriented, like spilling beer, breaking beer bottles, whatever. For some reason, they drew the line at blueberry muffins.
I think they had a bunch of things lined up. I think that was one thing. And then the second thing, they said, if she does one more thing, that's it. And I think that was the one more thing.
They had the video of her confronting me at the elevator, plus all the people behind me who, after I did it, were like applauding because they were like, nice going, you got her. Like, and they all had to testify to the super, because the super went around like, what happened? What did she say? What did they say to each other? And they were all on my side, of course. But I think what I found out later, because they love me in that building, you know how it is when everywhere I go, I make friends. What I found out later was that because that was a targeted muffining, because she muffined my door and she was after me, you know, with muffins, as opposed to all the other times when she just like messed up the lobby, messed up the laundry room. She wasn't targeting a specific person.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's targeting my door with her blueberry muffin rage. So that's what got her kicked out. So like literally that week, they were like, that's it. They called her mother and her sister. Mm. Come get her stuff. She's out.
You got to go. So you run into this girl again.
So yeah, I haven't seen her since. I mean, when did I live there? I lived there in, I'm going to say like 2012, maybe. Like, it was that long ago. I'd forgotten about her. I forgot about all the I forgot about all of this. There she is yesterday. She's aged terribly. Oh,
so she still doesn't look good.
Well, that's why I didn't recognize her.
Oh.
Because she was never attractive to begin with, but I guess the medication she's been on or not on, I guess when you have a life like that, whatever her mental illness is, it takes its toll on you. So I didn't recognize her. It was Joe who was like, that's the stripper who lived in our building. Like, he totally recognized her immediately. I'm like, well, that's, you got a good eye, because I would have never. But it was fun. You feel someone's eyes on you. And I thought it was because we were the only people in the vestibule. And I was there with a big giant little girl, big giant dog. No. She remembered us.
Yeah, I would have been looking at you just because I don't think there can be dogs in there.
Of course you can bring dogs in there.
Really? That's kind of strange. It's
not only that, you can bring dogs in the bank. They encourage it. They have water bowls in the bank. Mm. And then they have a little biscuit station that if you walk over, you can either take your own biscuit, or there's a manager there who's happy to get a biscuit for you. They love when you come in with, it says pet friendly all over the Chase Bank. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing. Well, there's a lot of things that are different about the North and South, but that's like a big thing. You don't see that. I don't walk into a bank and see a dog. I would be, the hell's a dog doing in here?
Right. Well, because everyone's in their car.
Yeah, nobody's walking their dog past the bank.
Right. You're out walking your dog, and you run the errands to all the places you can go, like a pet shop, a bank. There's some stores that are pet friendly. You know where to go with your dog. Like, if you're a dog owner, as long as I've been, you know what will and won't allow you to have dogs in. And what's funny is now the grocery stores, even though dogs are not allowed because it's food, and that's, you know, that's a government thing. That's a federal law. You cannot have animals around food. Everybody has service dogs and therapy dogs and comfort dogs, or, you know, whatever kind of, but you're not allowed to ask. You can't say, can you show me a license? Can you show me that that's a service animal? So, and people just walk in. I was grocery shopping the other day. Some lady just comes walking in with her golden retriever, just walking on in, you know, no vest, no nothing on the dog to be like, you know, hi, I'm a service dog, or I'm a comfort animal of some kind. Nope. Just walk around with her dog, stop to get milk. On our way home.
I still think it's weird if I see it in PetSmart. If I see a dog in PetSmart. I'm like, why you got to bring that dog in here? Leave the dog at home. Oh, boy. It's just weird.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And that was the weird thing about Connecticut, too, because we didn't leave the dog at home in Connecticut. We had the dog in the car. And it was like, well, we're not going to leave the dog in a car in a parking lot. It's coming into the store with us. Brought it into Walmart, brought it into Petco.
That's just crazy.